Okay, last time, today we're going to learn Daf Chaf Beis Amud Beis of Maseches Sukkah. Last time we did Daf Chaf Beis Amud Aleph, and the last thing we said was that Rava holds the principle of Chavot Rami only applies when something is a Tefach wide, but if the beam is not a Tefach wide, we would not apply the principle of Chavot Rami. And again, just to remind ourselves, the principle of Chavot Rami means that we view that which is higher up as if it were lower down. So we said it in the context of Schach, that some of it is higher, some of it is lower, that we view it as if it's all on one even level. So Yosef Rav Kana v'kamar la Shmaita, Rav Kana was sitting in the Beis Medrash and he was teaching this din of Rava that he applied from Dinei Tuma to Dinei Sukkah, that only if the upper schach is a tefach wide would we say that the principle of Chavod Rami applies. Amalei Rav Ashi l'Rav Kana v'kalecha v'os v'tefach lo amin Chavod Rami. So Rav Ashi was somewhat surprised. He says, really? Whenever there's no tefach, we don't apply the principle of Chavod Rami? V'tanya, but don't we have a braisa? If you have a beam that goes out of one wall by the entranceway of a mavui, where you need a beam to be matir the mavui, so you have a beam that goes out of, you need a beam over the opening of the mavui in order to allow carrying in the mavui in conjunction with the shitufei mavuos. So if you have a beam that sticks out of one wall, protrudes from one wall, but it doesn't reach all the way to the other wall. Or you have beams coming out of each side, but they don't reach each other in the middle. So if the gap is less than 3 tefachim, you don't need to bring another beam, everything is fine. But if the gap is 3 tefachim, then you will need to bring another beam to fill in that gap. Then it all depends on whether it's 4 tefachim or not. If it's less than 4 tefachim, you don't need to bring another beam to fill in that gap. But if it's 4 tefachim, you do need to bring in another beam to fill in that gap. So now the Brice is going to discuss the dinim of koros of a mavoi. And the Mishnah Erevin tells us that the kora that you need by a mavoi, the beam to be matar a mavoi, has to be thick enough that you could put a brick on it. An ariach brick is a half of a levena. A levena is 3 tefachim. So the width of the kora that's going to be matar or mavoi is wide enough that you could put an ariach, which is shlosha tefachim by tefach v'chatzi. So therefore, the width of the beam itself has to be a full tefach in order to hold the ariach comfortably and securely. So the Brice is going to explain the din that when you don't have a beam that's a tefach wide, but you have two beams that are each less than a tefach that may combine with each other to make a tefach. V'chein shtei koros hamatimos. Let's say you have two koros that are right next to each other. V'lo bezukadei lekabel ariach, v'lo bezukadei lekabel ariach. But neither one of them is able to hold an ariach brick. Im kablos ariach l'rachbo tefach. If across the width they're wide enough together to make a tefach that they could hold an ariach when across the width ain't tzarech levikar acheres, then you don't need another beam. But v'im lav, but if the two of them together are not a tefach wide, tzarech levikar acheres. Rav Shmuel Amliel Lomer, im kablos ariach l'orko shlosh tefachim. Even if they're not tefach wide, but if when they're far apart from each other, you could put an ariach on these beams across the length, which is 3 tefachim, and the koros are strong enough to handle the weight of the brick, ein tzarech levikar acheres. You're not going to need to bring another beam. But v'im lav, but if they're not strong enough to handle the weight, then tzarech levikar acheres. Then you're going to have to bring another brick. So now the Brice says another din. Hayu achas l'malav achsamat, and this is obviously the one that's going to be relevant. You have two koros of a mavui that are not of equal height. One of them is higher than the other one, and that's why they can't hold a brick, because one is higher than the other. Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda says, if had they been on of the same height, getting rid of the mosquito in the sukkah over here. So if you have achzamata v'achzamata, Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda Omer, Rowin ha'elyona kilu hilamata, we view the upper one as if it were lower down, as if it were put right next to the lower one. and then that's a tachtonu kilu lamala, and we view the lower one as if it were right next to the upper one, and together they'll make the mavoi mutter to carry in, because it's as if it has two beams that are directly even with each other. And then he adds ubuvach lo teil yona lamala me'asramama the tachtona lamata me'asara, as long as the upper one is not more than 20 amos off the ground, because if it's more than 20 amos off the ground, then it's not a korah. And va'tachtona, it also can't be that the lower one is less than 10 tefachim off the ground, because you can't have a mechitza that's less than 10 tefachim off the ground. So Rav Ashi is now medayik from Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. He said if one of the beams was beyond the height that would be kosher, it doesn't work. We don't say it's as if it were of the same height as the other beam. Hazev hazev betoch esrim. But if they were both between the 10 tefach height and the 20 amma height, aminu chavot rami. Afal gavdil es betefach. Apparently we apply chavot rami, even though neither of these beams is actually a tefach wide, because that's the whole case of the brice in the first place, was that the beams were not a tefach wide. So apparently we can apply chavot rami even when they're not a tefach wide, and that is a kasha on Rava, who holds that only if the upper beam is a tefach wide do we say chavot rami. So Amalei, Rav Kana says Rav Ashi, the reason Rav Yosef Bibi Yehuda is machshir the beams, even though they're not even with each other, it's not because of chavot rami. Tritzvei mahachi. No, you could explain Rav Yosef Bibi Yehuda differently, that we view the upper beam as if it's below and the lower beam as if it's above. Ubavashat lotei elyon l'mal me'esrim ele betoch esrim v'tachtona smuch lo bepachas mishlosha. Maybe we're talking about where the gap in the height between the lower beam and the upper beam is less than 3 tefachim, so we don't even need to apply chavot rami. Chavot rami is only necessary if the gap in height, like we said in Amud Aleph, is more than 3 tefachim. Inami, or we said v'achlotei tachtona lamata me'asara, the lower one can't be lower than 10 tefachim from the ground. It has to be more than 10 tefachim off the ground, and the upper one's got to be within 3 tefachim of it. But if there was in fact a 3 tefach gap, then if there were a 3 tefach height gap, then you're right. If it's in a sense it's not a tefach, we would not be able to apply the principle of chavot rami. The Mishnah then went on to say, actually before we get to that, so the main point over here is that we brought a proof from a case of beams by a mavoi that you don't need a tefach to say chavot rami, but then ultimately we rejected that proof. So now, we're about to bring a stira between Mishnayos. What if you have exactly 50-50 schach and shade? V'shitzlasim rumechamas k'sher. We said if there's more shade than there is sunlight, it's kosher. Haki adadi psula. The implication of our Mishnah is that if it's exactly 50-50, it would be possible. Ivatnan bi idach pirkin, but in the very first Mishnah, this Masechta, we learned v'shachamasim rumechitzlasim psula, that if there's more sunlight than shade, it's going to be possible. The implication being haki adadi k'shera, that if it were exactly the same amount, it would be kosher. If it were 50-50, it would be kosher. So which is it? Is 50-50 possible? Is 50-50 kosher? Lo kasha kan milamala, kan milamata. Our Mishnah, it sounds like if there's more sunlight, if that the sunlight and shade would be a problem, that's talking about that you have exactly 50-50 schach and airspace. But the Mishnah in the first parak, in the very beginning of the Masechta, which sounds like if it's exactly even, the sukkah would be kosher, that's talking about the shade that you actually receive on the bottom is 50-50. Because if it's 50-50 shade on the bottom, then you know that there's more than 50% schach as opposed to avir, because we assume that whatever open space there is of avir on the top, the light would expand and would make more sunlight on the bottom. Amra papa hainu damrienshi kezuza mila el ki isu mila tachas. That's why people have the common expression that something that's an open space the size of a zuz on the top, by the time the sun shines through it, we view it like an istira. It becomes large and expanded like an istira. So the main point number two of here is that we have a stira between Mishnayos when the schach and the shade ratio is 50-50. And the answer to that stira is that 50-50 is kosher when of shade and sunlight, but you do need more schach than airspace. Then the Mishnah said that if it's thick like a bias, even though you cannot see the stars, it's still going to be kosher. Tana Rabbanan, Hamuvakim bias, Afal Pishen Chav Nir Mitoch Ksheira. Bryce says exactly like that, and then the Bryce goes on to say, If you can't even see rays of sunlight to come through the schach, then Beishami says it's possible because it's not like a sukkah at all. If you can't even get rays of sunlight, but Beis Hillel, even in such a case, would say it's kasher, it would still be a valid sukkah. So the next main point over here is that we have a machlokas. If the schach is so thick that even rays of sunlight can't enter, whether it's kasher, but if it's just the stars that can't be seen, then it certainly is kasher. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we will pick up at the Mishnah on the bottom of Chaf Beis, Amud Beis.